Our reading is the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 to 24, and it's on page 979 of your Bibles. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire, a darkness, and gloom, and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
That reading that Mary brought to us, it talks about you've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, innumerable, uncountable angels in festival gathering, the assembly of the firstborn, woohoo, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. The new covenant, it's a different sort of thing. All this celebration, which is what church is about and what faith is about, is, of course, given with the understanding that it's something we go and we share. In whatever way, this is one way that we share something of the celebration of what we know of the love of God. Jesus walked around touching lepers, looking to people that nobody else wanted to go near, trying to, in every way he could, pouring out the love and the blessing of God. We're supposed to follow in his way and walk his way, and it's one way we're doing it. And anything we do as church is about that. Sharing that celebration, whether it's in brigades or whether it's playing the keyboard or whether it's our craft group or our worship or whatever we do. Faith has got to make a difference to people's lives. There's a lovely line here and it sort of taps into that juxtaposition of concepts that the writer of the letter to the Hebrews, I think it's actually a very long sermon. This fearsome moment that is being referred to, you know, the gloom, the tempest, the blazing fire, all those things, we haven't come to that. We've come to this celebratory occasion. The hymn we're going to sing in a moment, in the last verse, has got this in it. Breathe through the heats of our desires, thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind and fire. O still small voice of calm. Almost all of us have had moments in our lives, might be going through one right now, that's like an earthquake and a fire and a massive howling wind. It happens, doesn't it? Our faith is supposed to breathe through into that, the coolness and the balm, to bring into those moments of terror and fear. No, it's all right. You're in a new covenant. You're loved. You can't, nothing can take that from you. You belong. You're there. You're a part of it. It's a celebration. Even if this stuff gets stripped away, it's still a celebration. And of course that takes us back, doesn't it, to another story in the Old Testament where Elijah is in absolute terrible distress. He thinks everybody who's faithful to God has been taken away and given up or been terrified out of following. And he goes up into the mountains and he finds refuge in a cave up there, utterly shattered and just wants to die. And there's a massive earthquake, and God's not in the earthquake. There's a massive wind and God isn't in the wind. And there's a massive fire rages through and God's not in the fire. And we need to remember that. God was in the still small voice of calm that spoke through all of those things and let Elijah know that he wasn't the only one, that he was loved and he was held by God. And that's for us to remember and to pass on. Shoeboxes is one way of passing to people a message. You're remembered, you're loved, you're cared about. There's a lot of ways we do that as church. And that's what we're called to do, to be the voice that says, God is there, God loves you. You're remembered. It's very important.